You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison. Hey everybody, you're listening to Nerd Overload, your favorite pop and geek culture show. We're back for another year, our 18th year into this millennium, and we're still here, and that means something. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody, and I love to party.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over, but first let's talk about some things we've been checking out.
Well, when I am not horribly sick, I've been playing a lot of games lately on the old Switch.
Cool.
The old Switcheroo. See, Blossom Tales is one I've been checking out.
Looked at that. Is that any good?
It is very good. It's Zelda.
Okay.
It's Link to the Past almost exactly. So if you're down with that, and who isn't? You'll probably enjoy this game.
Cool.
Personally enjoyed watching you trying to do
the Simon puzzle. Yeah,
while sick.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Well, like these stones with runes on them would light up in a certain order, and then you'd have to repeat it.
Donkey Kong Country 3, that one cave.
The banana bird caves. And I could only get so far before I'm like, oh, can't remember because cough medicine. But that was a side quest item, so I just stopped doing that one.
Okay.
I'm like, nope.
So what's the game about? What's the main?
Main conceit is it's a grandpa telling a story to two kids, and you're playing this story as he tells it. So occasionally there's parts where they're like, what happens here? And then you choose what happens.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, there's a boss battle, and the two kids are arguing, like, it's the pirate queen. And the other kid's like, no, it's an archer ninja. And then you pick which one of those two you're going to fight.
Pirate queen.
That's
100% of the time.
Yeah, that's what I picked.
Yeah,
and
without a doubt.
That's what you fight.
And cool.
I'm glad this is How I Met Your Mother, the fantasy game.
Yeah. That's the twist it has.
Also King's Quest.
Yeah. To make it different from regular Zelda. But other than that, it's almost exactly a Zelda game. Even the items you get are very similar.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, bow and arrow, bombs, boomerang.
Nice. Cool.
But, like, I mean, where else are you going to play a new 2D Zelda game? Like, Nintendo's not making them, so...
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Good point.
And it's just as good. So I highly recommend it. It's worth, $15 you got to throw down.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad at all.
I tell you, that's the one thing the Switch has got, a deep well of is really cool, interesting indie games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've finished more indie games on the Switch than I do anything else. It's just more convenient to play them there, I guess.
It's the portability as well as the television.
They're just there.
Yeah, they're just always around.
Like, Retro City Rampage I had forever on PC.
Mm-hmm.
And I never finished it, but when it came out on the Switch and I bought it there, I played through the whole thing.
I am terrified of getting Stardew Valley on the Switch because I know that's all I will do.
Yeah, that's it.
It stared at me real hard the other day because I've got a $20 gift card from Nintendo. And I'm like, ugh.
Oh, I played it so hard that I almost don't want to go back type of thing.
I tried, but I couldn't remember exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your farm plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also put a lot of time into it on the PC, and, you know.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
They actually did an update, so the saves don't take nearly as long.
Oh, that's good.
I think they stopped the Groundhog Day issue.
Oh, the refrigerator glitch?
Yeah. Oh, the saves used to take so long, too. It was bizarre how long they took.
Huh. Weird.
Other than that, I played a little. I haven't played a lot of it, because I just got it last night, but I downloaded Never Stop Sneaking. For the Switch, which is like a puzzle espionage game that's almost like a takeoff on Metal Gear.
Oh, almost. Cool.
Oh, well, it is a takeoff on Metal Gear.
Same, blocky.
Yeah, it's like they took the original PlayStation Metal Gear as the artistic inspiration for its look. Because it has these big chunky, blocky textured 3D stuff. It has a theme song like Metal Gear 3 does. And some funny voice acting. By Aaron Hansen from Game Grumps.
Oh, cool. Right on. Yeah, that's cool.
He's a good guy.
Who does the main...
Marianne Miller is the voice of...
She is actually one of the witches. My brain's not working. Little Witch?
Little Witch Academia? Which one?
The redheaded one?
Lotte?
No.
No, the redheaded...
She's not one of the main
group. April O'Neil. Or not April O'Neil.
What?
That's yes! What Liz, that's what Liz is
yes!
Saying. No, it's something O'Neil.
I think so, like the kind of gruff.
Yeah, the one that's good with the broom.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
It's April O'Neil.
It's April O'Neil.
It basically is.
Yeah.
Also Lil Kreebo's wife.
Yeah.
April O'Neil.
I was like, what?
Perfect.
I gotta look it up.
Well, that's cool.
It's Amanda O'Neil. It's Amanda O'Neil. I didn't even have to look it up.
Oh, it's even
to me.
Close. Yeah, it's close enough.
That's why I made that mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
That's
sure.
A great show, too. That's an amazing anime. Mm. Super, like, heartfelt and good.
And funny.
Yeah, and funny and animated so good.
That goopy pirate. The one we watched at the Y, remember?
Oh, he wasn't a pirate, was he? He was the skeleton guy.
Why did I think he was a pirate?
Because he was a skeleton. Let's kind of go together.
I mean, April O'Neil and a skeleton pirate.
It's been a few months. So I've seen it.
Now, this is a show I want to watch. April O'Neil and the skeleton pirates?
Yeah.
Maybe he had a big hat. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Ooh, even better.
That's a great show, though.
In a yellow jumpsuit.
Seriously, one of my more favorite shows.
Cool. Ding, anime recommendation.
Yeah. Seal of approval.
And there it is. There it is for the year. All right.
New year, old meme.
Yep.
So I kind of got back into Mario Odyssey a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I hadn't played it since I had Christmas knitting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot more video games lately than you had been because all the knitting you've been doing.
I love...
You're constantly knitting, though. I didn't realize there was a time when you're not knitting.
There is.
That's when she's playing Mario.
When I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you knit in your sleep.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I've had dreams where I was knitting.
Really?
Yes. Like, it's weird.
If your hair was longer, you'd wake up.
Knit your hair.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It has been about that long. I'm surprised you haven't. You finally got to New Donk, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm past that. I think I'm at the food place still. I love that bird.
The bird's fine. I hate everything else about the food place.
I like that level. It's very platformy and video gamey.
I don't know. I think the look of it is what's getting me. I know it's really stylized and it's really different.
I like it. I like
it's very it's very low poly.
Low poly and very polygonal.
The colors are great, too. I love the pinks and the...
Yeah, it's very pastel.
Yeah.
It's like Lisa Frank threw up on a banquet.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Lisa Frank threw up on a... That's good. But you know what I never noticed about New Donk until somebody pointed it out to me is there's no combat.
No.
There's no bad guys in the whole city.
No. Pauline runs a tight ship.
Yeah.
And well, it's still there
no
was.
No, that's not true.
Well, in
when you
side
first get
area.
When you first get there.
Well, that doesn't count.
That doesn't
That's
count.
The opening.
When you the open world section of it.
Mm. Yeah, I'm talking about, regular New Donk, when you're just running around, there's no bad guys. And it's bizarre because it's still my favorite level in the whole game.
Yeah. It's very clear that that's the one they spent the most time on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they would have spent that much time on the Dark Kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, the Forgotten Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that yet?
No.
Okay, then
okay,
I'm...
Okay, well, yeah, nobody spoiled that for you, have they?
No.
Okay, then yeah, you want to go into that, yeah.
You want to go into that cold, so I'm
not
going to say anything
more. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything either,
because... I just wish they would have developed it just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like nothing there, but that boss fight, though, was good.
Yeah, but that's
yeah,
it.
I know, yeah, I know,
that's
I know.
That's it.
You're done.
You're done, yeah.
Well, kind of jumping off of that, I really haven't done too much other than I've been just plugging away at... Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild some more. I've decided to get all of the 900 seeds scattered around the map, and I'm a little less than halfway there. So they're everywhere. Like, you basically just trip over them, and having that the master cycle, the motorcycle, makes it super easy getting from one spot to the next. Yeah.
And that Korok mask.
You just slap on the mask and start driving around until it starts shaking, and there's always one, like, right there. But yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun running around doing stuff. I can see that game being the game I go back to when I have nothing else to play.
That's kind of where I've been sitting at. Anytime like I beat Mario and stuff, and I go back to Zelda.
Yeah.
And I go play something else, and I beat it, and I come back to Zelda.
And that's fine. That's the signs of a really good, like, evergreen kind of title. So, yeah.
Even from years from now, people will be going back to it.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the all-time greats. It's a real goat of a game. Which, I don't know, we'll probably talk about more about this later, but Zelda is better than Mario.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
yeah.
Those two games, I think Zelda has it won over.
Yeah, yeah. I still had fun playing Mario, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I still love Mario.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, we'll get back into it, but I have a few thoughts about, you know, comparing the two, which is kind of difficult.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, they're different games.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. Anyway, other than that...
Speaking
go ahead.
Mario,
yeah, go
though,
for it.
Apparently, like, recently some modders released a mod for New Super Mario Bros. DS.
Okay.
That just, like, makes a whole new game out of it.
Really?
And it's really, really well done. I've downloaded it, and I put it on a flash cart.
Sure,
whatever.
yeah.
On my old DS Lite,
mm-hmm.
And it's really, really good. Some of the level designs are better than, like, what was that last 2D Mario on 3DS?
Is that the new...
New Super Mario 2?
Yeah.
It's better than that game is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
It's called Newer Super Mario Bros. DS.
I like that. Okay, cool.
If that appeals to you, look it up, because it's surprisingly good before Nintendo probably takes it down.
Yeah, well, they will. Cool.
It's fantastic. I highly recommend.
Cool. See, well, the only other thing I've been checking out is I've been listening to old records. That's pretty much been
That's
it. I've
cool.
dusted off my turntable, picked up a Uriah Heep album, which is pretty rad. You know, singing about dragons and wizards. The album's called The Magician's Birthday.
Oh,
the
no.
final track on the album is a 10-minute like jam session called The Magician's Birthday, and it starts off sounding really cool, and by the end, it's just noise. It's just noise.
Who does the magician hire to come to his birthday party?
I don't know, but I wish more people use that as a replacement for happy birthday in, like, media.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, they just sing happy birthday magician over and over again.
He hires a tax consultant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Balance my accounts.
Yeah. And deduction. And it's gone.
A math magician.
Yeah. What is a tax consultant but a math magician? Wow. Hey, I'm your dad, apparently.
W-2 wizardry.
All right. Well, hey, Josh, do you have anything?
Oh, Lord. Let's see here. I almost put my eye out the other day.
Oh.
That's not good.
You need those.
Well,
it would have been
more than any of us.
Was it the good one or the bad one?
It was the bad one.
Oh well. Yeah.
Snapped a sewing needle on my machine. It went flying
out. Oh, God.
Whoa.
Ooh, that would be bad. That wouldn't feel good.
It hurt.
I bet.
Yikes.
Not real pop culture related, but
no.
A good story nonetheless.
Yeah. I mean, I've been sewing like a demon for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of the stuff for your LARPing.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Oh, God. Let's see here. I have made many, many, many class sashes. Basically, what denotes what class you're playing is a colored sash across your body.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I've been making a lot of those.
Been getting real classy.
I am. I bought a
keep those dad jokes coming. I'm not stopping.
I actually bought a Christmas ornament organization box, and they fit perfectly in there.
Nice.
And I can fit all of them in there. It's great.
Life hacks. LARP hacks.
I know, right? Plus, you know, it's after Christmas, so all the Christmas storage stuff is on sale.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been making those. I've made a couple quivers, and that's actually what broke my sewing machine. Sewing through some really thick canvas material. I've been experimenting making this. I haven't posted pictures of it yet because I'm kind of like wanting it to be a surprise for my LARPy friends.
Who apparently don't listen to the show.
Some of them do. Okay. Some of them do. There's a class called Archer. And one of these special...
Let me guess what they do.
They're secret agent on the FX
yes.
network.
Yes. And they drink a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah, right.
It's LARP, so...
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, anyway.
So their special abilities are as they get specialty arrows that have different effects. And they're denoted by a color on the head of the... arrow.
Like green arrow.
Or like a boxing glove.
Yeah, like green arrow. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot like green arrow. Like there's destruction arrow, a pinning arrow, poison arrow, all kinds of stuff.
Boxing glove arrow.
I wish.
Handcuff arrow.
I mean, when you're feeling kinky.
Well, it's LARPing, so, you know.
I mean, you're not wrong. Anyway. All right. The biggest thing.
There's the reason why your microphone's the blue one.
The biggest thing I've had an issue with it is most people, when they play the class, have a permanent cover on their arrow. And in the rules of the game, you can't use a specialty arrow and not be an archer. You can't even use other people's specialty arrows. Like, you can't pick them off the ground and shoot them.
Mm.
So, I always felt like having a permanent head on there is a waste of an arrow when you're not playing archer.
Okay.
So if you're playing like one of the classes that can use a bow.
Mm.
So through a little bit of wizardry and some Velcro, I have developed a removable head that slips over existing heads.
Nice. Oh, okay, cool.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
And now you're going to be rich.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm really happy with them. My goal is actually to kind of make them and sell them.
Oh, right on.
Cool.
Right on.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Oh, those are cool. I like that.
Nice.
And I bought two different shades of colors, so they actually look kind of artsy.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they're kind of like bulbs that slip and Velcro over top of the end of the arrow. I'm explaining this for our listeners because, you know, showing all of us here in the room a picture is great for us, but not super awesome for an audio medium.
Yes.
Yeah. So trust me, listener, when I say these are really neat looking.
Yep, I'm going to play test them this weekend and see how much the weight changes.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, other than sewing, get back to the pop culture stuff. Let's see here. I watched Star Wars, which we will talk to you about later.
We can all talk about that, finally. That's something I did too, yeah.
I finally watched the first Kingsman movie.
Oh. Yeah, it's just called The Kingsman.
Yeah, The Kingsman.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Well, actually, it's The Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Sure.
But yeah, I watched it. It was mindlessly entertaining. I mean, the plot was super contrived, like old school Bond, mm-hmm. megalomania level stuff.
Oh yeah, it's more Bond than the last couple of Bond movies.
I mean,
it's closer to like not Shatner Bond. God,
Shatner. Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine
that alternate universe where that happened?
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, it's closer to the Connery Bond than than like the Daniel Craig Bond.
There's like
shaken, not. Third.
every hand to hand fight is axe chops.
Yeah.
But no, it was like crazy, you know, gadgets that look like other things and way over the top action.
Bond. James Bond.
My head, I'm conflating the James Bond theme and the Naked Time fight music. Alright.
His
You'll never get away, Doctor. No.
His cue's McCoy.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. It was
fun.
It's fun. Yes, yes. There it goes. It was fun.
Yeah.
I am not mad that I watched it.
Well, that's good. That's always good.
I actually kind of want to watch the second one
looks really good. It looks pretty funny. It's good.
I feel like my time wasn't stolen from
exactly.
me.
Exactly. And actually, Samuel Jackson actually makes a really kind of a fun villain to watch.
Sure.
He was a good villain. What was it, The Spirit?
The Spirit. He was the only good thing about The Spirit.
The Octopus? Was that what he was called?
I forget.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because really, his shtick in that one was like he had eight of everything.
Yeah.
I really liked The Spirit for some reason.
I liked it, but I don't remember anything about it.
I don't either.
I don't really either. I just
other than it borrowed its visual aesthetic from Sin City.
Yeah. Well, it's because
the movie anyway.
The movie. Yeah.
They came out really close to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Frank Miller didn't he direct? What he co-wrote the story for The Spirit movie or directed it or something like that?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just liked it purely for a style.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a... Yeah. Music.
Oh, I agree.
But, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, but he plays like a... I don't know. He's the head of a, like, corporation. So he's basically kind of like a Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg kind of guy.
Cool.
But he has like this super elaborate doomsday plot kind of thing. But his character itself has like these weird quirks. Like, he doesn't like the sight of blood. So he'll like send his henchmen in to like
pees in a jar and puts it on the senator's table. I still can't believe
that was grandma's peach tea. Thank you.
Yeah.
That happened in a film that made a bazillion dollars.
Batman vs. That is in a superhero movie for children.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. There's a superhero movie for children where a grown man pees in a jar and sets it on a table.
At least you don't see it.
No, you see the pee.
No. I meant like you don't see the act of doing it.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Lex Luthor, a scene where Lex Luthor is hunkering over a jar?
And then it's a low shot where you just see the stream going into the jar.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I just remember sitting in the theater and just being like, are you kidding me right now?
I mean,
why are you making me look at this? Like,
it was the look of horror on her face, I think, was pretty much on everybody's.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid to do this.
And we had to pay to see it.
I know, right?
So who's the real idiot?
I mean, it was Batman versus Superman. Anybody who paid to watch that movie was an idiot.
Yeah. But anyway.
It's 2018. Yes, we're still trashing on that movie.
It's our hobby now.
It was a traumatic experience.
I mean, I feel like I need a support group.
Okay, let's move away from it.
His main hench lady.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson. No. That was the spirit.
No. She has prosthetic legs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, she walks on these legs. Except hers are made of metal.
Well, yeah, Blade Runner legs.
Yeah, kind of. Nice. Except hers are made of metal.
Well, yeah, the Blade Runner.
And she uses them.
Not Blade Runner, Blade Runner.
Yeah, but she uses them to fight.
Well, that's cool.
That sounds rad, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of rad. Like I said, it's actually a good movie. It's a very entertaining movie. It's a fun movie.
Good.
Kind of like Pacific Rim for me. Like, a lot of people trash that movie, but like, I have a lot of fun watching that movie. Come on, it's giant robots fighting giant monsters. What's not to love?
I don't want to talk about it.
Apparently, Cody. Let's see here. What else did I do? I bought a bunch of games on Steam.
Sure.
Like you do.
Steam
sales, and it was Christmas.
Yeah.
I bought all the new line Wolfenstein games.
Good. They're all good.
Cool. I've been playing through Old Blood. I know it's not in the order which they came out, but in chronological timeline order.
Yeah, actually, yeah, Old Blood is first chronologically.
And every time I think I've beaten it, there's more. Like, I just got out of, I just got through the castle and did that big boss fight in the tavern.
I actually haven't played the Old Blood. That's the one I haven't played.
Oh.
I have it. I bought it around Christmas time because it was on sale, but I haven't played it yet.
Man, those games are brutal.
Yeah, they are. And they're just awesome. They're all good.
Like, some of those, like, execution moves.
Yeah. But they're Nazis, so it's okay.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know, it's just everything just sounds good. And the lighting's good, and the level designs are really good and fun.
I've heard that the Old Blood is the worst one of the bunch, so it's only going to go up from there.
Yeah, and I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying out of the three, it's the worst one.
Elzer told me just not to play it. I'm like, I can't not.
Yeah, I mean, I skipped it because I heard it wasn't very good, but after I played two, I'm like, well, I want more. So I'm going to go back and play that one. I just haven't done it yet.
Man, I've died a lot in those games.
Oh, well, yeah, for two, I recommend that you play it on easy mode.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Oh, in good conscience, I can't do that.
You won't enjoy it.
Oh, no, I'll enjoy it. I'll just get frustrated.
Oh, I put it on easy mode and had a lot more fun, and it was a much better game for it.
Ooh, a fun little thing in the Old Blood is there are secret nightmare levels, because you can find there's a bed in every chapter of the game, I think, and you sleep in the bed, and you go into nightmare mode, and it's old school Wolfenstein.
Yeah, what's the first game?
New Order.
The New Order has that, too.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just found it by accident. I just happened to find, like, a prompt to sleep in the bed. I was like, oh, what's this? And then it goes through, like, this cutscene where everything goes pixelated, and I was like,
yeah, you get to play classic Wolfenstein.
Sort of.
New Colossus has a thing like that. There's just an arcade machine in the hub world.
Oh, I saw that,
And you get to play Wolfenstein, but it's alternate history Wolfenstein where you're fighting you're a Nazi fighting the resistance.
Oh, jeez.
So it's reverse Wolfenstein.
Yeah, it's called like, it's called Wolf something 3D.
Wolfstone 3D.
Wolfstone 3D. Yeah, that's what it is.
And BJ Blazkowicz will comment on the game while you're playing. He's like, these graphics are so real.
Yeah, I've caught a couple of good jokes playing Old Blood too, where he'll just make some weird comment.
Yeah, it's such a tonally bonkers game. All of them are, because they can be stone cold serious and well written, and also hilarious and bonkers all at the same time, and it works. It doesn't feel weird. It's just the way the game is.
it just works in their universe of, it's these weird alternate history super sci-fi Nazis.
Yeah, you can care about the characters and their storylines and everything, and also you get a ride on the back of a robot dog that breathes fire.
Well, what else do you want?
Yeah,
that sounds pretty great.
It's a great game.
And wield two crazy massive shotgun type of guns that just blow everything
away.
Yeah,
you can dual wield anything. Like, you choose what weapon is in each hand, and doesn't restrict you in any way.
Wow. Well, Old Blood kind of does. It's either the two pistols, two machine guns, or two crazy shotgun things.
Well, hey, we're at time for the break, so let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we get back, we'll get into a little bit of news and, I don't know, talk about some Star Wars maybe? Hey, we're back. That was Africa by Toto. No real reason why we played that song. We just wanted to start the year off right.
Yeah. And
we love that song.
It is kind of the theme of the show a little bit. We play that song more than anything else, I think.
We also make a lot of jokes out of show about it.
Oh, yeah. We're constantly blessing those reins. So before we get into a little bit of news, let's talk some Star Wars talk. Because that's something we can finally do.
Let's be that show.
Let's be that. Hey, everyone else has been that show. Yeah. It's our turn to be that show. Yep. And we've waited long enough that we can talk about it and not worry about spoilers.
And not be jerks about it.
And exactly.
If you haven't seen it yet, that's your fault.
Well, so what we're going to do, like we do with most new movies, what we're going to do is talk a little bit non-spoiler and then kind of give a warning and then go into some finer detail.
I can't believe they killed Lando.
Oh, I can't believe it. And Lobot did it.
Yeah.
Done.
Never
done.
It subverted my expectations.
Wasn't it weird that they had M. Night's voice saying "What a twist" in the background?
Yeah. Just constantly, nonstop.
What a twist.
Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about Star Wars. Well, okay, so first impressions. What did everybody think?
I loved it. I thought it was great, which I think I've said on the show.
I think you have, yeah.
I mean, I like the movie. I thought I'd get another watch through before we'd actually talk about it, but I haven't. But it's still pretty good in my memory.
I'd see it again.
I did too. There's a lot going on in that movie, and I feel like it warrants at least two watch-throughs to really put everything together.
I agree.
Very dense and also very long.
Yeah, it is. That is something. Yeah, I enjoyed the movie quite a bit. I do think a second viewing for me is going to do it justice because there were some things that I wasn't been out of shape about.
You're
but
not
going to
be that guy about
I'm not going to be that guy because I'm not. I genuinely enjoyed the movie, but I think there were some things that weren't quite there on first watch through, but going back through kind of knowing what's going on the whole time, maybe it'll click a little better. Not saying that it didn't, but right now, first impression, one time through, I think I enjoyed Force Awakens a little more. Which is a shame because I usually like the second one, like the more of a downer ending films in the trilogies.
I was really hoping it was going to be my Empire Strikes Back.
And in a lot of ways it was because if you want something bleak at the ending, I mean, come on.
Rogue One.
Talk about a bleak ending.
But here's the thing. Rogue One, you knew how that was. Had to end.
I know.
You knew how it had to end.
I know.
And props to him for following through.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, just kind of light stuff, non-spoilery. I think I like where they went with Rey, although it seemed like there were a kind of bits where she kind of a lot of the main characters kind of tread the same ground a little bit. Felt like there in the middle, they kind of spun their wheels just a tiny bit. Finn more than any of them.
Yeah.
But overall, I like what they did with Rey. I like the steps they made towards whatever end game that they have for her.
Mm-hmm.
I love how they handled Luke so much.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people hate it, but I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. People are so upset because Luke turned into this weird hermit that's half crazy, living by himself in the middle of nowhere.
You know, like the other two.
Like every other old Jedi that we've seen in the mainline original.
It's so much more interesting than if he was just a know-it-all Jedi Master dude.
Yeah. If he came in being the legendary Luke Skywalker that everyone expected him to be, there'd be boring.
Yeah.
Basically, what I feel like the message of this movie is, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a decent...
That's part of it. I think part of it is, hey...
Just like Rose meeting Finn, and he's trying to run away, like...
Yeah, yeah. You see that...
That shattering of that mystique.
Yeah, you see that constantly.
Definitely a theme of the movie.
Well, you see that with Poe when he first is introduced to Laura Dern, purple hair Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Because
I keep forgetting her character's name.
I do too, unfortunately.
Holdo.
Yeah, that's
Admiral
it.
Holdo.
That's it. But she, because he knows of her exploits in, like, past Resistance Wars and is kind of shocked at how... She is not what he expected her to be.
Yeah. I really like her character,
constantly. I do, too.
Yeah.
I wanted more of her.
We'll talk about that. Spoiler down.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say, I couldn't tell if her neck was really long or if it was just the dress.
It was just Laura Dern.
It's just Laura Dern. That's just how Laura Dern is. But I think maybe they made the dress the way it is to kind of accentuate the fact that she has kind of a longish
neck.
I
mean, the costumes were beautiful in the movie, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, it's a Star Wars. Of course, it's going to be great. I hate to say it, but I really like General Hux in this.
Oh, yeah, he's funny.
He's really funny. That's a thing.
That opening part.
I love ineffectual.
Is that Hugs? Is this Hugs? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I love ineffectual villains. They crack me up.
Oh, absolutely.
Like your Cobra Commanders and your Skeletors.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. I was trying to put like a name to it. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like Starscream.
He really is kind of like Starscream.
But a Weasley.
Yeah.
Right. Ginger Starscream.
Ginger Starscream. There we go. I like it. I like that a lot. I like the comedy in the movie. People are getting upset because there have been
jokes in the Star Wars movies since the beginning.
They're funny movies.
They've always been.
Maybe there are some bits that are a little. Not the prequels. Those are very, very serious and super boring.
Yeah, we live in this weird world now where for some reason apparently the prequels weren't trash.
I think it's the age of which people are now like.
Yeah, I mean,
getting to the positions where kind of like in similar fields that we're doing.
Yeah, where we grew up with the original trilogy.
Yes, and now the new podcasters and internet personalities are from the younger generation. Mm-hmm.
Who grew up with the awful prequels.
The prequels, and that's their Star Wars. Yes.
I guess.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. But I don't know. I enjoyed this one quite a bit. I
really like the movie. I mean, mm-hmm. I do have reservations about it.
Sure.
They're not like glaring, huge, horrible things. I'm not going to say this movie was trash and they should abolish it from canon.
Babies.
You know, there's like only 90 signatures on that petition.
Well, those are 90 stupid people.
Yeah.
And you know what? George Lucas actually weighed in on it. And his response was, if you watch it again, you probably really like it.
I mean... It could be worse.
It was always my intention that you have to watch it multiple times.
I love that that's what he said, though. Just watch it. It's not that bad.
Just watch it again. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Relax. You know, have a tea.
And again,
calm down. Watch it again.
We were talking before the show. I think if you think of the overall message to take away from this movie is, hey, don't get hung up on the past. Move forward. Don't get hung up on the past. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
And if you look at it in a meta sense, it's telling old Star Wars fans to go, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to do something new. Just be cool.
Be cool, bro.
And it's not just your special thing. It's for everybody.
That's the other thing, because at one point Luke tells Rey that talking about the Force and how the Force shouldn't just be for Jedi, because the Force is in everything, and it should be for everyone, and the Jedi were wrong for trying to hoard it all for themselves. And if you look at it in a meta sense, it's like telling the old Star Wars fanboys, like the people that are so like ingrained in like extended universe and like all these headcanons and stuff.
The gatekeepers
to say, yeah, hey, Star Wars isn't just for you. Star Wars is for everyone. Great.
Yeah, the extended.
It's a good message.
Yeah. Because everybody does like Star Wars.
Everybody likes Star Wars. Even people who say they don't like Star Wars like Star Wars.
Yeah.
At least some aspect of Star Wars. People who hate Star Wars would look at R2-D2 and go, oh, that's cute. It's R2-D2.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, everybody knows Star Wars. It's not some, like, you know, secret nerd thing that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's Doctor Who.
Yeah, everybody knows Doctor Who.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
Boss
yeah.
didn't know a thing about Star Wars, remember?
Yeah, well.
Well, anyway.
What? And she, like, tried to quote it. She quoted Star Trek.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, at least she tried.
She was trying, and that's something. So do we want to actually get into a little bit of spoilers so we can actually
like,
start discussing?
I feel like
discussing.
We
kind of
have to.
Yeah, at this point to kind of discuss things. Okay, so if you haven't seen the movie yet, take a break here. Come back in 10, 15 minutes maybe.
Back in 2.5 hours after you watch the movie.
I wish. If only we had that much time. But no, I enjoyed the movie quite a bit. I think it could have done with a little tighter editing, honestly.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I feel like the movie did not need to be 2 hours and 20-something minutes long.
Yeah. I am one of those people that say that a little bit of the Casino Planet probably could have gotten cut. Not as much as a lot of people are saying. Some people are saying like the whole subplot could have been just chopped completely out. I don't agree with that one bit.
That, and I think that subplot is important.
It's important.
Later things.
Yeah. Later or possibly prequel-ish things. Because I have a theory about why they set up that Casino Planet and made it so heavily, like, you know.
Invested
in things. I am interested to see what they do with Finn moving forward. Because they kind of simplified his character in a way that I did not expect them to from Force Awakens to now.
Here's my thought. And I've kind of thought about this a bit. Like, given, like, his motivations in this movie and in the last movie.
Mm-hmm.
Finn has been in a coma for...
like a week.
Well, who knows?
No, this movie takes place about a week after.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it takes place almost immediately after. Well, you see where Rey starts off in this movie.
Yeah.
She is handing the lightsaber to Luke, which was the last shot in the last movie. So, like, it takes place almost immediately.
But I feel like Finn really hasn't had time to, after being grievously wounded in the last movie, hasn't had time really to grow as a person. I think he's scared.
But he did all of his growing in Force Awakens. He started the movie as a guy who just wanted to run away. And by the end of the Force Awakens, he was ready to stand up and fight.
Yeah, but then he wakes up to, like, everything bad happening.
It just seemed like they kind of reverted him a little bit.
And they
reduced him to kind of almost a, I don't want to say a caricature, but it almost seemed that way. And just to, I don't know. They just kind of reduced him a little
bit. He kind of went kind of comic relief-y, which is
a little more than usual.
Yeah.
Some of the comedy didn't quite
land
for me. Specific, and it's like not big, huge stuff, but like little flourishes that were kind of thrown in that kind of went, maybe not so much. Like, okay, with that last shot with that last scene with Luke on the salt planet.
Are we going to talk about the milking?
Do we have to talking about the milking
his face? Monster? His face still haunts me.
Now, you know that if Rey wasn't there, he would have just tapped it from the teat, right? he would have just gotten right down in there. Plus, are those sentient animals, or are they like cows, or are they like just lounging people?
I think they're
aliens?
Like sea cows.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they're a sentient species, unlike the judging fish nuns.
Okay. Yeah. I see. Yeah. Because that was a little weird. And I mean, I understand why they did it. They did that to kind of set up that Luke's kind of not quite, he's not quite 100%.
Yeah.
He's not quite there.
He's a broken man.
But no, there's a shot at the end with Luke in which there are a lot of laser fire, and he ends up just kind of standing up and like brushing off one shoulder a little bit. And while it's a very cool visual, and it very much like a yeah kind of moment, kind of set against the rest of Star Wars as a whole.
Oh, I kind of loved it though.
No, as a shot, it's very cool, but it kind of stuck out a little, just a little tiny bit.
Oh no, I loved it.
Oh, you want to talk about shots that I love? There are two parts in the movie that, one just because I thought it was funny, and the other one because it is literally the most beautiful thing I've ever seen on the screen.
Yeah.
The funny one, when Kylo Ren force smacks Hux across that cockpit.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
But the part that I thought was like just how everything looked and sounded, and in this case, not sounded.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Holdo maneuver.
Yes. I hope that's what they call it.
I hope so, too.
That's
something they've never done.
No. There's a part in the movie where basically Admiral Hodo, in kind of a self-sacrificing maneuver to save the rest, everyone else, goes into hyperspace, into the First Order fleet,
light speed into Snoke's
Star Destroyer.
Yeah, and that's super great.
It's visually a super awesome scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
The lighting, the coloring. Mm-hmm. There is literally no sound, no music. It just does it.
Oh, that was perfect. Yeah, that was really,
and
really good.
I
kind of wish it was Leia, but they didn't know.
They didn't. They didn't know.
They didn't know.
And in hindsight, it would have fit just as well if it were Leia.
I feel like they were both kind of interchangeable as characters.
Kind of, yeah. Speaking of Leia, Carrie Fisher did a phenomenal. This is,
yeah.
I mean, I'm so sad and sorry to see her go, but this was such a good capper.
Yeah.
And like she was able to throw in some of the Carrie Fisher kind of glibness.
Yeah.
Like that last, like when they're evacuating the planet there at the end and Poe's like leading everyone out and everyone looks to her and she goes, "What are you looking at me for? Go, follow him." That almost seemed like a Carrie. That was in Princess Leia. That was Carrie Fisher poking out there.
Yeah, that was supreme space mom there.
And she used the Force.
I don't understand why people had such a problem with
it. I mean,
I give you a reason why people had a problem with it.
I mean, I
it.
Know it's, why.
It's a terrible, awful reason. But she's shown that she is Force sensitive.
Since the original.
Since the original. And it would make sense that if she is Force sensitive, before Luke disappeared, he would have at least taught her something. Or better yet, she would have just figured it out on her own because she's Princess Leia. She's freaking awesome.
There's actually a book that came out right before this movie was released. It's a canon book.
Is it EU?
No. It's current canon.
Okay. If it's not the movies, I don't care.
Well, they basically just talk about how it's a book about Princess Leia.
Okay.
Basically talks about from the time of Return of the Jedi to now, how before Luke vanished, they were kind of like, he was kind of like showing her like some Force techniques and things like that.
And that's cool. I don't care.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's just cool that she had it.
Canonically, it's there. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
People can shut up.
That's cool. That's cool.
Though, I seriously thought, though, when the bridge on that ship blew and she got sucked out into space,
I thought that was going to be it.
I was ready to get mad that was going to be how they...
No, I'll tell you what part that I thought I was going to get mad at. There at the end when they... Oh, also, can we just stop with the Death Star technology? Seriously?
Yeah, this is the second time they've used, you know, backwards Death Star technology. If they do it a third time, it's a problem.
Come on now. Have a little, you know, I don't know, initiative.
Yeah.
Anyway, the First Order has this door-cracking super laser ground gun thing. And Finn's pulling a whole, you know, Independence Day, flying up the beam of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously thought we were going to lose Finn. I was like, are we really going to lose one of the brand new characters right now?
If they wanted to really do a twist and show that this is a, you know, kind of a war situation, it could have.
I mean, I seriously thought it was going to happen. I was watching it. I'm like, the whole thing, I'm like, well, this is it.
That's why it's a good movie, though, because they actually, they got you.
They got
you.
They did get me.
Yeah.
Because like, I thought they were going to do it too.
Hey,
there was a lot of parts during this movie where I specifically like, I don't know how they're going to get out of this situation.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And the answer a lot of times was the opposite way that you're thinking.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. Use it once or twice. But every single situation where the answer is just think the opposite of what you're expecting, it kind of loses some of the magic.
No,
maybe
I get a little bit.
I get what you're saying. Listen, this makes it sound like I didn't enjoy the movie. I love the movie. I thought it was great. But
it's a good movie, but it still bears criticism.
I think on multiple viewings, I think maybe some of my issues might be kind of wiped away.
Yeah.
If, you know, knowing how things are going to shake out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new character. Let's talk about Rose.
She's great.
I like her a lot.
She's great and I love her.
Yeah. She's a super, super great character.
When she tases Fitz.
Oh, yeah. That was super awesome. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about her was why did they need to shoehorn a love story right there at the very, very, very end? Why did that need to happen?
It didn't feel earned.
It felt very tacked on. It really did. Like going with the whole movie, the entire these two characters being around each other, I never thought this was going to be a thing.
Yeah, you don't see it. You see them as you know. They start as begrudging kind of partners and end as friends.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't see it. You don't see it.
It was very regular Hollywood movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was a little disappointed in that.
Yeah.
Not every character needs to be in love with each other.
Yeah.
Speaking of being in love with each other, though, can we talk about how happy, you know, Poe getting reunited with BB-8 was?
Oh, man. Yeah, he loves that little robot.
It's like his little dog or something. It's like, it's great.
Yeah.
I didn't care for how much of a stone cold killing machine BB-8 apparently is.
Oh yeah, no, he loves that murder.
Yeah, they kind of relied on that gag a couple times too many.
Does it feel like there was a cut scene in which BB-8 fights that other evil BB-8?
Probably, yeah.
Because they kind of set that evil BB-8 up a little bit.
He's gonna shoot casino coins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that drunk alien that was putting coins in BB-8,
mm-hmm.
that was Mark Hamill.
Oh, it was? Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Hamill went to Rainwells and was like, I want to do a mocap scene.
Okay.
So they wrote this scene, and they built a giant wire BB-8 that would be the proper dimensions for a character that size.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Mark Hamill acted out that scene.
That's cool. That's cool. Let's see. What haven't we talked about yet?
Something that kind of disappointed me with the movie.
Sure.
With character growth and everything. I felt like there was no consequence for Poe for kind of the, you know, the crap stuff he pulled.
Not really.
Not really. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would do though.
I don't know. I just felt like they were building something up here where like, you know, hey, you know, maybe you can't be this kind of a crap guy. Hot, kind of this hot dog,
and he's kind of starting to learn that a little bit. I think by the end, when he is leading the rebellion out of the tunnel, I think they were kind of setting up that he's probably going to end up being like the lead general of it. Especially now that Carrie Fisher's
gone.
I mean, the whole movie is more or less Poe Dameron learns a lesson,
kind of. Yeah.
But it is. It's such so on the periphery of the whole movie mm-hmm. that like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, I hated those bombers in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
They were slow and clunky. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm thinking back like on the nerd aspect of everything. Like we had like, you know, Y-Wings and stuff from like previous movies and whatnot. Why do we have these big, stupid, slow things?
For a second, I thought they looked like rejected Boba Fett. Ships.
Slave ones. Yeah.
They look like a bunch of slave ones with the bombs in them.
Why does the sci-fi ship need a bombardier?
Well, because...
with a separate button.
Because why not? You know,
I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a cool scene.
I know, there's a lot of things in Star Wars that don't make sense that way.
Like, yeah, there's... a lot can be hand-waved by saying, because Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true.
So, let's see, what haven't we discussed?
I hated those little skier...
the surface skimmers?
Surface
the speeders?
Skimmer, yeah, those were stupid.
I understand why they did it, because it was a cool visual, because you had the white
top layer
with the red salt underneath.
But I hated the design of it.
They were kind of really clunky. It looked like something that wouldn't have been used during the original It just looked like something old and weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. We could talk about Snoke. We haven't talked about Kylo Ren.
We haven't talked about Rey and Kylo having their little Force discussions.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Those are great. Those are really great. I like that the end game of it was Snoke was like, hey, I was doing this. There's no special connection. This is just me.
That was the whole message from the Kylo Ren of everything. You're not special.
Yeah.
And I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
That was like spitting in the face of all the people. Like, oh, maybe she's a Skywalker. Maybe she's a Kenobi. She doesn't need to be somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not everyone who is Force sensitive needs to be a Skywalker or a Kenobi. They don't need to be. Sometimes they're just kind of people.
And I think that was the point of having the little kid at the end there, Force grabbing the broom.
Yeah. And I almost missed that. I double-taked on that because I was like, oh,
what?
He just used Force. But yeah.
I think that's a good message, and I like it.
Yeah. Now, Kylo Ren, I think by the end of this movie, any kind of humanity left in his character is gone. I think he is just...
I think he is just bad. I think there for a minute...
Oh, he's still... He'll redeem himself.
I don't think he will. I hope he doesn't. I hope...
I think they will.
There for a minute, though, I almost thought they were going to pull, like, a hard switch.
I
thought Rey was going to go the one way, and I thought Kylo was going to go the other.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I think we're getting into fan theories a little bit here. I think the whole deal with Rey is that she is not going to be a Jedi because she's able to accept the dark side without fighting against it like most Jedi do. So she becomes, what do they call them in the EU's, like gray Jedi. The ones that...
Or just a Force user. How about that?
Yeah. Just someone... Yeah, exactly. Just,
like Maz. Maz can use the Force, but she's not a Jedi.
Yeah, exactly. So something kind of half Sith, half Jedi, something that truly brings balance to the Force. I think that's the way it's
going
to be.
And even in the EU, Luke did the same thing.
Sure, yeah. It's a plot that's been used about a million times. And I bet you that's something that is going to be brought up in those ancient Jedi books that were on the Jedi Temple.
Which I almost missed.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that she had taken
it. Ooh, that's something else we haven't talked about. Frickin' Yoda.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. It was so great to see Yoda.
It was great to see Yoda. I clapped when I saw him.
Puppet Yoda.
Goofy, like crazy Yoda.
Dagobah Yoda.
Yeah.
My favorite Yoda.
The best kind of Yoda. And a Yoda that pretty much called out Obi-Wan as being the worst Jedi. Because he was like, you know, even the worst Jedi could train a Darth Vader. Basically saying, yeah, Obi-Wan kind of sucks because he let all this happen. He was kind of the worst. Look at every mistake Obi-Wan Kenobi has made through the entirety of the trilogy. Has he done anything good? Seriously, has Obi-Wan Kenobi done anything good?
Luke.
But he...
Kind of. He didn't do a very good job with that.
He tricked Luke to go away, ended up getting Luke's... Inadvertently getting his aunt and uncle killed. Yeah.
Obi-Wan trained Anakin, even though the council said not to.
Told Luke a bunch of lies and half-truths.
Bold-faced lied to him. Yeah.
Well, there's actually a deleted scene from Return of the Jedi where Yoda says that he told Obi-Wan not to tell Luke the truth.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad it was deleted because I like the idea that
Obi-Wan's
was
a piece of crap.
He's the worst. He was a bad Jedi.
He's a bad teacher.
He was just a bad teacher. I think... In that scene, Yoda mentioned something to Luke about, you know, the ancient Jedi text. Have you actually read them? And Luke was like, no, not really. I know they're important, but I haven't really looked at them.
Page-turners they are.
Yeah. So chances are, and he also mentioned something about Rey. You know, there's nothing in those books that Rey doesn't already know. So they're just...
No, he said doesn't already have. Because she took the books.
Because she took the books. But I think the original... Jedi texts are going to say something to the effect of, to bring balance to the Force, you gotta embrace both light and dark. That's the way it works. And it's something that was like lost in translation. So maybe
Luke says in the movie, like, you know, the Jedi were like, you know, full of themselves, and they're kind of the reason the galaxy is in a bad place.
Yeah, the Jedi screwed everything up. Yep. Are you kidding?
Like, their strict rules on everything is pretty much what created every bad guy in the universe.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. Who haven't we talked about? Snoke. At the end of Force Awakens, everyone was asking,
Who's Snoke?
What place is he going to have in all of this? The answer is not really anything.
Well, there was a piece of him there, and there was a piece of him there.
Yeah, two big chunks.
And that's a stylish robe that he has on.
It's a good-looking robe. Although, I will say that fight scene where
the Praetorian Guard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was super good.
Here's my thing. And this is kind of a nerd thing.
Okay.
Looks like there's a point where one of the guys is blocking a lightsaber with like his forearms.
Sure.
Why not have all of the armor made of that?
Yeah.
It's very rare metal.
Because Star Wars.
That one getting the lightsaber in the face though.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
I was like, wow, that feels pretty violent. Even for a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Phasma.
God, I'm still mad. Oh, I'm so mad about that.
Is the whole point of Phasma to be
Boba
Fett?
Hey,
it's Boba Fett. Looks cool, doesn't do anything.
Lady Fett?
Yeah.
She's
not dead.
I've heard a couple theories that she is like part robot. She's part droid. And that she just keeps coming back and there's a little bit more droid under there.
So kind of like she keeps getting blown up. So kind of like a General Grievous kind of thing?
Kinda. Yeah.
There's less and less human every time.
Right. Yeah. And that's cool.
Or Vader.
I would kind of like that. Yeah, kind of like Vader.
I mean, she's so cool looking, but I want more.
Man, she does nothing. Yeah.
When she like when that like blaster bolt like deflects off her chest, and she's just kind of like
that was raw.
That was so rad.
That was great.
Man.
And the visual of the broken helmet.
Oh yeah,
that was a great visual. But like she gets taken out like a chump, just like in the last.
It was a good fight.
It was a good fight scene. Yeah.
But it was a good fight scene for like 3 seconds.
Sure. I feel like we're missing about a million different things with this movie, and I'm sure we're going to come back to it again and again and again, on and off the air. But we are, unfortunately, totally out of time.
Oh, wow. We filled up the whole thawed it.
We filled up an entire half hour of Star Wars. Are you surprised? Are you really surprised, you guys?
I can keep going, too,
but we gotta stop here. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in. You have been listening to Nerd Overload. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on all forms of social media at Nerd Overload Now, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, not Google Plus because no one uses it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have Google Plus, but nobody uses it. We have Tumblr, but nobody uses it.
Nope. You can tell us why our Star Wars opinions are wrong at staff@nerdoverload.com.
They're not.
They're not wrong. Subscribe to our YouTube page, Nerd Overload TV.
Yeah, that's still it.
You say it every week, and yet every week you forget.
Listen, it's been a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm out of practice.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sick.
Get off that cough medicine. Horse.
Anyway, we're also on iTunes and Stitcher, so you can check us out over there, and Google Play. We are all on that, and people have been checking us out over there quite a bit, and that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, check out our past episodes.
We're
some funny people.
Almost 200 episodes of them, so.
Tell your friends, have them jump in wherever they want.
Yeah, we're non-canonical like that.
Yeah,
definitely. So anyway, again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.